All right, very happy now to be joined by the new Manchester Essex High School football coach, Joe Grimes. And, Coach, welcome to MSO.
Thanks for having me.
Coach, you've been coaching for a while at Manchester Essex. And one thing I admire about the Hornets is for a number of years, you guys have had to play, I hate to use the phrase, but you've had to play out of your league, meaning most of the schools you play are above you in terms of divisions and so on and so on. What's that done for the program overall, Coach? Because sometimes you don't have the best record, but you guys have always been competitive.
Yeah, no, that's a keen observation. You know, we played in the Cape Ann League for a long time, where we were certainly, you know, one of, not the smallest school in the Cape Ann for a while. And then we were independent there for a little bit, where we also did play, you know, teams out of our league. It forms a toughness, you know, with the team. It certainly, you know, being in tough games against tough opponents, you really don't get scared of anybody when you face teams that are bigger than you or might have twice the number of guys across the sideline or something like that. You know, you learn to play your own game, and you learn to actually, you know, be tough and get through the adversity of either being tired because most guys play both ways, or that you just might have a skill level imbalance or something like that. You really learn how to, you know, get out of those street fights, and that's something that you take with you when you get to a school that's, you know, better matched up, you know, that has a better,
yeah,
a better kind of coordinated or a better, you know, size level for your school. So, and I think really just like builds toughness for sure.
Well, former coach Jeff Hutton, now over at Beverly, when we talked to him, he always used to praise his kids that you've worked with, same kids, about, you know, your starting 11, your first 11, generally, are probably as good as anybody anywhere, usually. It's when you have to substitute that you guys, you know, just don't have that depth to be able to compete with the bigger schools.
Yeah, and that's certainly, you know, true. I mean, that first 11 usually is, you know, can match up, but, you know, when you get further down the roster, whether it's injury or, you know, just fatigue or just, you know, those in-game substitutions where you gotta, you know, all of a sudden you're putting a sophomore into a situation where other teams have the luxury of maybe pulling another senior in. You know, that's when you can get into, you know, a bit of a pickle. And that's always the challenge of the small schools. And I'm certainly not crying poor because, you know, I know a lot of teams in our division are in that same boat, which is great now to be in a division in a conference, in a division where, you know, some guys are facing similar challenges. But as a coach, you know, just really understanding your roster and who can do what, and coaching adaptability is a big part of what we do. Is sometimes you might be playing a little bit out of position, or you might be doing something you're not that comfortable with. You know, we coach for that. You know, we make sure that we rep that almost as much as we rep our base plays and our base offense concepts and defense concepts. We rep, you know, adaptability. Sometimes it's not going to go the way we planned, but how not to panic and how to get after the next play is something that we really harp on.
I've never heard excuses come out of either Manchester Essex or Rockport, and I appreciate everything you just said. Coach, now that it's your first year as head coach, what are some of the things that, I don't know, that either you've changed or that you have kept with respect to, you know, the program? Because, you know, Coach Hutton was there for a while, you've been there for a while, but you got to have your own personality and your own ideas in there as well.
Yeah, certainly. Well, one of the things that when I was applying for this job, as I was certainly the continuity candidate, I was definitely going to make sure that we brought through with minimal disruption for the existing kids and the existing, you know, guys on the offense and our returners and everything. You know, we'd have a really smooth path from what Coach Hutton did into what I'm doing. So a lot of it that we brought, you know, from the previous years was mostly about making that a smooth transition for our guys that are, you know, stepping up into the new roles and, you know, our seniors who have been there for a while. But, you know, as we go through the season and now being a new season, you know, we always try to adapt what we do every year to the personnel and, you know, what changes we had. We graduated a bunch of seniors last year and, you know, a lot of guys are coming up from those JV ranks, stepping in, you know, out now as juniors into starting roles. You know, so adapting the program and the system a little bit for that based on kind of, you know, where we have more or less personnel and more or less speed in different places or more or less size on the line, you know, that type of thing. So just more wrinkly type of stuff in terms of just kind of trying to optimize what we have. But in general, no, we haven't changed too much. We thought we had some pretty good success the past four or five seasons, you know, doing the offense and defense the way that we've done it. And so we've been pretty happy with that. And so we weren't looking to change too much, except, like I said, just to adapt a little bit, like we always do every year for who we have and what they do well and making sure that everybody is in the spot where they can be successful.
Well, man, you've had some success right out of the gate. And, you know, you've outscored your first two opponents 80-8, starting with Ipswich. Tell me a little bit about that game, because that generally, you know, they're bigger, that's a bigger school, and that's always a challenge for you guys.
Oh, absolutely. And so I actually graduated from Ipswich. That's where I played football, and that was the field that I played on. So that was a special moment for me to win our first game.
Congratulations, yeah.
Yeah, thanks. And then we hadn't beaten them in a long time from the Manchester perspective, and they had a great year last year, and they certainly tasted it to us. So it was really good for us to go back there and kind of bounce back from that. That was our last game last year, and then to play them our first game this year and then go out and have that success was really important, and I know really fun for our guys. So but that was a good battle, and they played us real tough. They're a real young squad this year, and so you know they really showed up and showed us something in terms of just their toughness and being able to kind of hang around as long as they can. They're one of those programs that's probably going to struggle with depth.
Mm-hmm.
You know their first 11 is pretty solid, but you know as the kids get banged up and you know trying to get people in, that's the type of thing they're going to struggle with. But they're tough. And they didn't quit, and even when the score kind of was a little bit against them, they still were able to put together a good drive. And I know the coach over there, he's a good, tough guy, and he, you know, cause it set a tone over there for those guys that they're not going to lay down, which was great. And as an alumni, you know, I love that. As
yeah.
Competitor against them, that was a tough game for us, and it really did play us tough. And they battled and played some defense, and, you know, I really ran the ball well and did all those type of things, which is good. It's been good to, you know, Ipswich has a similar size program as us now, you know, as opposed to years past, which was a good, again, good matchup for that, for us. We've had some success. It's been good.
Did Tom Gallagher have anything to say to you after the game?
Oh yeah, Tom, so I've known Tom for a long time. I used to actually coach baseball over in Ipswich for a while.
Uh-huh.
And Tom was actually a teacher of mine when I was in high school.
Yeah, okay.
He was he was the athletic trainer back then, and now he's the AD. And so him and I have known each other professionally now for 4 or 5 years, and I like Tom, and I think they run a really, really good program over there. And you know, with the alumni hat on, I'm proud of the Tigers, and I hope that they have.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Well, when they're not playing us, you know.
Yeah, exactly. That's great. I mean, that's what sports are all about, man. That's cool. And education. Yeah, Tom Gallagher is one of the good guys. Then you came along and Manchester Essex took care of Neshoba Valley Tech last week. Tell me about your offense because you've got some key players back.
Yeah, so our offense is really anchored by A.J. Palazzola, who is one of our captains, and Luke Smith, who's our other captain. You know, A.J. is a wide receiver and Luke's a running back. And you know, they really anchor that offense. They're both 4-year starters. They've come to us through a couple lean years. We had 17 healthy on Thanksgiving a couple years ago, and they were freshmen on that team. And so they really got thrust into a starting role early. And so now that they're seniors, you know, they've played a lot of football. And so they really pace that offense. Them and our quarterback, Brennan Twombly, is a he's really coming into his zone now as a quarterback. He was a sophomore last year, he's a junior now, and he played a lot of JV last year and then got into a couple of varsity games in the spot start role. And he's really flourished and really done a good job kind of, you know, taking control of that offense and working with those upperclassmen guys to really, they really gelled well in terms of just getting the season going and played really well, especially in that Neshoba game. They were really on top of their game, just in terms of passing the ball, running the ball, just knowing where you're going and kind of using, getting the most out of the offense that we can. So between those three guys and kind of having just like that maturity of upper class and running the offense, it's really been fun to watch and fun to coach as from a coaching perspective.
Well, it's got to be fun. Twombly had what, four touchdown passes last week?
He did. And he had a pick six that he ran back himself.
Oh my. Okay.
Yeah.
So he's got five.
Him and Palazzola had a pick six, which were, certainly kind of put that game out of reach, which was nice to kind of get that. But they're both two-way starters, and they do a good job on.
You know, the pick six is one of the killers in football, man. That's just putting a knife into the back of someone when you do that. I mean, that's one of the craziest plays in football, I think.
Oh yeah, that and then Palazzolo also had a kickoff return.
Oh, there you go.
Well,
okay.
So he started the second half with a kickoff return to kind of just put that one out of reach and got the second stringer guy started coming out after that.
Beautiful.
The kickoff returns and the punt returns and the pick sixes are always the ones where you're like on a punt, you're giving up already, and then all of a sudden you got to go back out and do it.
Yep.
And that's a tough one mentally to get through, you know. We were certainly fortunate to have that type of success against the show, but they play their stuff as well. You know, they're a smaller team as well, and they're a younger team from what I understand. And you know, they battled us well, but you know, turnovers are always. Winning the turnover battle is something that we're always trying to do, and I'm sure that every coach out there is trying to avoid losing the turnover battle too.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's also good to be back, with competition that's similar to you guys. I mean, that's important. It's one thing to play as hard as you can against schools that are bigger and better. you know, get the moral victories, but the W's mean a lot. Coach, what about Saturday now, Lynn Tech? Tell me a little bit. Is that at Manning Field?
Yep, down at the Manning Bowl, or I still call it Manning Bowl. Yep, I'm old enough to call it that. I'll never call it Manning.
I know.
But what a great venue for football. We've been lucky enough to play there a couple times. We're going to play down there twice this year, actually. We've got Kipp Academy in a few weeks. Mm-hmm. A great place, great environment, you know, just beautiful stadium, good turf, good places for the coaches and everything. Like, just one of the nicest places that we play. And then, you know, Lynn Tech, this is a new rivalry for us. You know, we haven't played them in a while, and we don't have much film on them. But this is going to be a nice, you know, Commonwealth small opponent for us. And, you know, we'll be hanging around with these guys for a couple of years, which will be really nice. You know, hopefully we can start off a good matchup. You know, they got some players, just from what we've seen on film, they got some athletes, and they got some, you know, we got stuff to look out for sure. And we're trying to prepare for, you know, all sorts of eventualities, but we really haven't seen them in the flesh yet. So this will be a really good, you know, test, and hopefully, you know, turn into a really good league rivalry for us as we go forward. But, you know, a bit of a new opponent for us since we haven't seen them. And I think we might have seen them just before I joined the staff 4 or 5 years ago. We might have played them back 7 or 8 years ago. But Coach Runner over there is pretty well respected in the league. So we know they're going to be prepared. You know, we know they're going to be ready to go. And this will be our first day game, so we'll see how our kids respond to a Saturday afternoon game, because we've been playing mostly Fridays. But yeah, it should be a good one. I'm looking forward to it, because this really kind of kicks off, you know, our first, you know, league road game, and kind of just, you know, getting into that schedule and getting to know those guys. And hopefully, like I said, we're really excited to be in this league, and to start these rivalries with these folks is going to be a fun experience for us, you know, since we're the new kids on the block in terms of that league.
All right. That is Manchester Essex High School football coach Joe Grimes. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.